The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. The relatives of Jesus had a good reason to think he's out of his mind because of the crowds. Having crowds is problematic, was problematic for them on many different levels. Having crowds gather around one person might open the eyes of the Romans, because at that time there were many insurgents, many insurrections going on at that time. So anybody who brought crowds around him will become, you know, someone suspicious to the Romans to keep an eye on, making sure what he's up to. Having crowds, just imagine having at least 100 people around your house every day. Well, that's gonna create some problems for you to be able to do your normal day-to-day things. Having crowds also at the time of Jesus from the perspective of the law created problems, because some of those people were sick. That's why they were coming to Jesus to be healed. And if you touch a sick person, you became unclean, because the sick were considered to be unclean. Eating became a problem. You can't just eat with anyone, because if any unclean person touches something, that, you know, pot, pan, fork, whatever it is, became unclean. So yeah, crowds were a problem for the time, at the time of Jesus, for his relatives, and that's what they thought. He must be out of his mind. Why is he doing this? He's going to get himself and us in trouble. I think today, too, if we're followers of Jesus, if we live our lives as disciples of Jesus, people will think we are out of our mind. Why would you do this? Why you'll make your life more difficult? You'll be labeled as religious, as fanatic. You'll be considered to be simple-minded, believing all the stuff about religion. It could be an obstacle for you in your career, in your dreams for the future. Why do you want to be a follower of Jesus? Why do you want to still hang out around him? Jesus did not change his mission. He did not give in to his relatives or to the crowds. He continued to do the Father's will for himself. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Agnes. She lived towards the end of the 3rd century in Rome. She was born to a Christian family, wealthy family, and she was beautiful, and obviously she had many offers to be married, to ask for her hand in marriage. But she refused all of them, saying, "I have a husband, I'm the spouse of Christ." One of those suitors, not liking that answer, went and told the Roman authorities that she is a Christian, and it ended up that she was killed because of her faith. We need to have that courage that Jesus had, that Saint Agnes had even as a teenager, to live our faith, not to be afraid of what the world would say, what our relatives would say, what anyone else would say. The only one we need to worry about what he says or thinks about us is Jesus.